Hi, everybody. I'm Naomi Boyd, Dean of the Daniels College of Business here at the University of Denver, and I am here with Joshua Ross, who is a professor of the practice in entrepreneurship. And we're going to talk to you today a little bit about what makes Daniels so unique. I think, for starters, our curriculum is really a differentiator. We're really focused on being the most market-connected business school in the country, and a big part of that is really growing skills and abilities out of our core curriculum that really stem with entrepreneurship, because entrepreneurship is allows us to examine parts of our markets and also grow core critical thinking skills, ensure that our students aren't afraid to fail, and put them in situations where they can really explore the creative parts of their brain and start to think about go-to-market strategies and growth opportunities for businesses, but in a really applied way. And Joshua has done an incredible job of growing our entrepreneurial ecosystem. But first and foremost, why don't you talk to us a little bit about this amazing course that we have in our core called 1440, the Fourth Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, sure. And the Fourth Industrial Revolution is this whole idea of all of these new technologies, blockchain, Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, extended reality, becoming part of the fabric of our lives. And how could we now teach the students these important technologies and also integrate it into our core intro to business class? And then what we did is we started to think, all right, how can we actually take these ideas that these students are learning and these technologies and have them build really interesting businesses? But what was the genius about what they created is they also created a challenge at the end. And it was a pitch competition. It was not just a competition, but it was a night to celebrate all of these amazing students and these amazing ideas they came up with.
I think that pitch competition at the end really brings it home. It makes it real for our students. And, you know, I was just blown away in the fall when I actually attended and saw all of these incredible students with these awesome ideas, you know, not only pitching them to the judges, but then having the confidence to stand up on stage and really compete for a prize at the end. And, you know, I think it's really creates that energy and that momentum for students to understand business from the ground up. We're not just going into a company. We're actually thinking about how you build it. And I think that's really instrumental and very a big differentiator for Daniels. So talk a little bit about why that four impact challenge is so meaningful and impactful to these students and how it's evolved over time.
This challenge is so important because first it's a celebration of what they've done, but more importantly, it's an opportunity for these students to present in front of a live audience, in front of hundreds of students, faculty, staff, and in front of a panel of judges that are venture capitalists, investors, and entrepreneurs, and to clearly articulate a problem, a solution, a target market, a go-to-market strategy, and show how they're different in solving a problem in the industry in which they chose. But the really unique thing about our challenge is it's two parts. It's a science fair, a competition. And so we'll have up to 28 student teams, all with individual booths, pitching their idea. And they have 2 minutes as the judges come to their booth to pitch their idea. And over the course of about 2 hours, these student teams are pitching their idea. The judges then select the top seven teams to progress to the second part, which is their pitch on stage. But they don't know they've been selected until the host gets up on stage and announces the first team to pitch in the Four Impact Challenge, and their slides show up on the screen, and they have to come up and pitch cold. And you know what? They do an amazing job. And most of these students, 6 months, 8 months prior, were walking across their high school stage. And to see that progression is absolutely amazing.
That's awesome. I mean, I think that really speaks to the intentionality with which we bring our curriculum to our students. Every piece of what we do and what we ask of our students comes from a place of building resilience, of building confidence, of putting them outside of necessarily their comfort zone, but then celebrating that at the end. And so I think that that is just an incredible testament to what faculty across Daniels really do every day in their classroom, is making sure that we're bringing the market into what we do, and we're building out these outcomes with such intentionality. They're not just working on a project in a team, turning it in and walking away. Kudos to you for building this incredible course and continuing to evolve it as markets change.
It's fun, and I enjoy it. And going back to this whole concept of this core curriculum, we take this challenge with the Business 1440 very seriously, because a lot of times this is the first class that the students will take at the University of Denver. And it's like, how do we launch these students into a successful career at the University of Denver? And most importantly, how do we give them the tools to succeed while they're at the university and in their careers or their internships while they're here? Their first deliverable is a Kickstarter video. And in that Kickstarter video, they actually have to create a video. And they have to figure out sound and lighting and scripts and video editing. Once again, skills that are transferable to a lot of different areas. They have to come up with a prototype. And so they have to figure out a prototype using 3D printing, Internet of Things, some type of digital prototype. And everything that they do along this journey, we push them to use artificial intelligence, not to do it, but to become a trusted partner and a collaborator along the way. So now they've learned how to prompt effectively and find artificial intelligence tools that can help them build their business, build their video, help with their presentations, help with their research. And all of these things, I believe, lead to making or forming much more well-rounded students while they're here, because all of a sudden they're much more adept at communication, articulating an idea, presenting an idea, problem solving, identifying a problem, finding a solution to that problem. All of these things that are very, very important, not only while they're here, but in their careers. You talk about market connectivity. This is connecting them to the market with real skills that they can walk in day one and say, I can do this for you, which I think is very important.
Right. Yeah, we're really creating valuable contributors to society, and it sort of speaks to our return on investment, our ROI. I've got kids in college. You've got kids in college. What are some of those things that you look for with your own kids when you guys were deciding on what school to go to?
First, I wanted to empower my kids to figure out where they wanted to go and what they wanted to do. And most important, the opportunity for them to explore. But were they going to get those skills, regardless of the path that they took in college, that would make them competitive while they're looking for internships, while they're looking for career opportunities? What about you?
Yeah, I would say the same. At the end of the day, we always say, and I think we really take it to heart here at Daniels, is that the students are our clients at the beginning, but they're our products at the end. And really understanding each student individually and doing really profound goal setting with them when they first come to Daniels is really important to making sure that we're setting them up for success. Yeah, as a mom, but also as a dean, I think that those things are really critical.
I agree. It's, can you think? Can you identify problems? And then can you find solutions to problems? And can you also figure out, are those the right problems to solve? This is what we want to create with our students, right? Or we want to develop and push them to be. Like, how are they going to be unique? Mm-hmm. Because they are going to be competing with all their peers, not only here in the university, but across different regions. But now they're also competing with artificial intelligence. So show us how you're creative, how you can think, how you can solve problems, and how you can execute.
Couldn't agree more. And I think the other side of it is just that really individualized nature of what we do. Our faculty are so market connected. They keep in touch with all of our alums. We have this incredible network of alumni who always are reaching back. And I think that that is also really special about Daniels, is that we really leverage our network to set our students up for success. But the faculty really drive that mentorship process.
I love everything you say about market connectivity and the faculty we have in this building, because there are so many talented individuals that have done so many exceptional things. And I work with students every day, and they come to me and talk about careers and what they want to do. And I start with networking. I'm like, how are you building your network? Your small little atomic network, and how is it going to grow over time? And they're like, well, who should I talk to? I'm like, well, what are you majoring in? And they're like, finance. I said, do you know the chair of the finance department, Conrad Secatello? Go look at his resume. And like, oh. And I'm like, you should go talk to him. I'm like, I can? I'm like, absolutely. I said, just reach out to him. And I said, start your network that way. I said, and that is the most important. Start in the building, and it'll quickly move out into the market.
Right. That really speaks to, like, we're not just a college, we're a community.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are a community, and that's what we have to always remember, right? We are a place to engage with our students, engage with our alums, engage with community members, and really, at the most part, be a partner with them, you know? Hopefully be a thought leader, be someone that they can come collaborate with, be someone that they can come bounce ideas off of.
Well, Joshua, thank you so much for being here with me today and just talking through your experiences being on the faculty, building out entrepreneurship here at the University of Denver. The other thing that you and I partnered on this summer was really transforming our spaces to make sure that our students had what they needed to succeed, but also places that they could use to ideate, build new prototypes. We have the Remake Studio. We have the Makerspace here in Daniels, as well as where we're sitting right now, which is our podcast studio that allows students to not only engage in building out their own podcast, brings corporate partners in to do podcasts, but also allows them to build on their communication skills in the space and really, enhance their pitches, enhance their thesis, and their presentation skills. The other things that we're building out are learning labs. We really want students to get out of the lecture hall and be working on real relevant projects every single day. So building an AI lab, building out a VR learning lab so that students can, really lean into what you teach them in 1440, which is the fourth industrial revolution.
I'm a big believer in natural collisions and students running into each other with ideas. Some have ideas, some have skill sets, but you need a place, right? Mm-hmm. A place where they can hang out, get coffee, have access to whiteboards, and really start to ideate. But these spaces are just a natural progression of what we should be doing, right? Mm-hmm. We are sitting here in this media studio and we are having a podcast, right? And so much content now is distributed through podcasts. So the fact that we're leaning into this and allowing our students to lean into it is super important. And to my right is a green screen. And this allows our students, when they do their Kickstarter videos in Business 1440, to overlay these really cool backgrounds as they're pitching their ideas. And then they're like, all right, I got to go build my prototype. So they walk across the hall to the Create Studio, and they've got IoT machines. They've got 3D printers. They've got wide format printers. They got Cricut machines. They got label printers. They have all these things to build prototypes, or if they decide they need to go to a conference and they need banners or T-shirts or whatever it is, they have all those tools. They don't have to go search for them. And we have these amazing TAs to guide them through the process of CAD design, of how to use the 3D printers. And the one I'm most proud of is our Remake Studio. And this allows our students to create clothing, upcycle clothing, extend the life of clothing, or just go in there and hem a pair of pants. But it gives them a chance to learn a new skill, learn a new tool, mm-hmm. and also hang out with other people that have similar interests. And I think these are all super important things, and they're all within about 15 feet of each other.
It's awesome. It's a one-stop shop for creativity and business, and the energy that you've created down here is just, it's incredible. So invite everybody to come visit us. Come and walk our beautiful campus, but come in and tinker around, sit in our spaces, talk to our faculty. We're really here to change your life, and I think that is really, really at the heart of what we do here at Daniels, and we call it the Daniels Effect. Come here, it will change you, and we'll make sure that you're market ready.